Hello, it's Rachel. Hello?
Hello, hey, is this Rachel?
Yeah, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
I am good as well. So this is Joe Wilson. My apologies, I didn't give you my introduction. This is Joe Wilson, and we do have your website in place with us.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? I was like, okay,
not
well, let me just go ahead and introduce myself.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. I thought that was the number calling. I thought it was Orbit. So you're all good. Good old technology now. I think you're fine. So I appreciate you reaching out.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. So I was just going through your brief form that you sent us. All right, and I suppose that Peter did have a word with you.
Yeah, I kind of have like a brief overview. He didn't review it. He called me to like tell me to send it in, so I did. But I don't
know. Is it okay if we can review the brief? Because I had some questions regarding that.
Yeah, definitely. Let me pull it up. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, just give me a quick minute. It's just because I do take care of all of the clients of whatever the website is being generated or whatever the website is being created and how is it being created because I'm the head of department. So I take care of all of this. And Peter is the project manager who will be sticking around with you, all right, to make sure that your website is going live, all right? And if you need any kind of service, he is always there for you.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
All right, okay. So tell me about your business. What is this about and what is this and what are we trying to achieve over here?
So I'm like an independent insurance agency. So I represent multiple like insurance companies. My main markets, what I like to do is like insure businesses, but obviously I do it all and I don't want to, you know, exclude like anything, like narrow it down. But I guess I don't know, whenever you like think of insurance, people don't really like, you know, it just seems like exhausting. So I don't want to like turn people away from the website. I want it to like look to the point, clean cut, modern look. But like a little bit like higher end looking, you know what I mean? But like simplified. So that way it's very to the point that like they don't need to give me an overabundance of information because nowadays everybody gets so bored of it. You know what I mean? Like so quickly, like nobody's going to fill out more info than they need. So I just kind of need it in, like quick and to the point, you know?
To the point and looks, you know, elegant and interesting for the people, for the potential buyers or potential business owners to come onto the website and so they can go ahead and work with you and you can work with them. So everybody's making
exactly.
business.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Like, not like your typical, like, if you look at a lot of insurance, like, websites, they kind of look like they're way too wordy. They want to, like, get way too into it. Nobody's going to sit there and read it. You know what I mean? They look like study guides or something. And that's just, like, nobody cares about that. So I don't really want it to look like a pretty much a virtual magazine because that's just
or
too
a book.
Much.
Or a book.
Yeah, exactly. It's just too much. Or, like, the colors I noticed, it looks very, like, gimmicky and flashy and, like, you don't know where to look. There's too many logos.
And there's all disco going on over here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I, like, look around at a lot of, like, insurance like websites, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it just is, like, stimulation, like, overload. It's just too busy, too much. So I know, like, from my end, I would click out of it, and I probably wouldn't go any further to, like, fill out, like, a contact form or anything.
Delete
so,
your Google history. Vanish it.
Yeah, exactly. Pretend I was never here. It was so terrible. But, yeah, so pretty much that's kind of what I'm looking for, just to make it a little bit more, like, modernized. I know, like, the style everybody kind of goes for now is very, like, minimalistic, just in general in life. That's kind of, like, you know, so that's kind of what I want, like, something, like, very streamlined looking.
And you're the owner
looking.
Of the business?
Yeah, yep.
And how long have you been doing that? Like, how many years?
I've been doing insurance for 7.5 years, but this is my
Ooh.
First time I'm now going out on my own and opening up my own, so.
Okay, so this is a new business that you're coming up from, this is your profession, right? And this is your dream thing that you do.
I know it is. It's scary, but it's exciting, I guess.
Well, it will be nice, and I'll try my level best to go ahead and make it more exciting for you.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what, like, I don't know. I would try to, like, messing around to try to figure it out and, like, to do my own, and I was like, this is just way above my head. I was like, I can do the insurance side of things, and I need to get someone to do the website side of things because this is not good.
So I suppose that you do have the business card letterheads as well for you in your package, for the branding side?
I have that wrapped in. I already made my business cards on Vistaprint. I like them. I can kind of send you if you want. Like, maybe we can, like, mimic that on, like, a letterhead. I think I need all the other stationery, though, like all the other good stuff. What was it? Envelopes and things?
All the good stuff. The donuts?
All the good stuff. Yeah. All the stuff you don't even think about. It's crazy.
All right, okay. So it's an insurance business. All right, to convey what we need, what we do in simplified manner, of course, it's going to be simple, straight to the point, so people just come onto the website, they read what it is about, all right, and then they can just go ahead and do the business that you can get in contact with you as well. All right, very user-friendly, of course, for customers to go right to the client portal. Also, I also want to entice potential customers to leave their contact information. Well, the contact information will be through a form, all right? Like, they will just put in their information, all right, and an email will be sent out to you, so you'll have all of their information, and you can get in contact with them and make business. That's how it's going to be, all right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
There's one other thing. I don't know if you – I think I attached it on there. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. But there's, like, a compare. It's called, like, a comparative rater. So if somebody wanted to just, like, kind of do it themselves where they can go in and punch in their own information and take the time, it'll run it through the website on all my, like, personal lines. It's mainly for, like, personal lines, like auto insurance carriers, and it'll give them a quote. So I think that there's, like, a way to integrate that. I attached the link, but I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. And where did you got the link from?
My, like, customer management system is called EasyLink. They gave me everything that gets, like, integrated into the website. They said it's like, it can be integrated in, and they just sent me, like, I don't know, I just copied and pasted it on there.
Well, that's a code. All right, that's a code that needs to be set up over there, and then a functionality needs to be created on the front end of the website where it will show how to go ahead. This is just a code.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Do I need to get from you or something? I don't know. Maybe I'll click on
Well, I do have the code. Well, we can just go ahead and generate a new functionality over here on the website. All right, if that's a requirement, like, we can go ahead and create a functionality where people can put in their information about what kind of things they like. All right, and it'll give them a quote for that specific thing.
Perfect. And then also attached in there was the customer portal, which I think might be another thing because it takes them to, like, my direct, like, EasyLinks affiliate to, like, pay their insurance and, like, print their ID cards and stuff. So that's, like, pretty much I copied and pasted those exact same things. So if they're not links, whatever it is, that's what those are. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not a problem. Let me just go ahead and client portal. Okay, all right. And there was use your own judgment as well. Like, if you were to come across this site, it would make an insurance seem, like, daunting or boring.
I typed on there exactly what my thoughts in my brain were, including the likes.
All right, okay. All right, so do you have the pages you want? That is Home About Us, Compare Quotes. That will be the functionality. All right, Client Center, that will be the portal. All right, that you have given us. Contact Us, Business Insurance, Workers, and Home, Auto, Life, Boat, Motorcycle, Bond, and Pet Insurance. That's what kind of insurance they would like to go with, correct?
Yeah. If you look at, like, the examples, like, that, I don't want those all across the top as, like, a header. You know what I mean? But, like,
There will be a drop-down. There will be a drop-down.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just give me a minute. Let me open this reform. All right. Okay. All right. I can see that the website is in development process. It's being developed. All right. And there will be, like, two mocks sent out to you as well.
Perfect.
All right, okay. David might have already told you about it. All right, and there was a question that we asked. Like, let me just go ahead and open this. Just give me a second. Braco Agency. And how far do you think that this business will go with you? What do you think?
What, you mean, like, how long it'll be in business?
How long do you think that this business will go with you? Like, if you would like to go ahead and change it in the future, like, hey, yeah, I don't think that.
I might want to adjust things. Like, you know, that way it doesn't stay stagnant. If I, like, get new insurance carriers or kind of change, like, some of the things on there, I think it'll probably stay the same for a little while just because I have so much other stuff going on. Like, I'm probably not going to be sitting there behind the website, but at least, like, a year. But I plan to obviously have the website.
What if I stay
in business, like, 30 years.
30 years? All right, well, that's what we're going to go ahead and plan according to them.
Good, yeah, let's do it. I hope so.
Well, what if you were able to talk to the people who were on the website and they're asking you questions? How cool would that be?
I like that idea. Like a little chat little thing.
Yeah, a chat little thing. That's the functionality that I'm talking about, that you can just go ahead and chat with the people, all right, who are on the website. You'll get a notification like, hey, so there's someone on the website. You can just chat with them through your phone as well and your computer as well.
Yeah,
how cool
I like
that.
That sounds great.
All right, let me just note it down, okay? There will be a chat functionality. All right, okay. All right, okay. And I suppose the potential existing customers. So what do you think once the website is live, once the website is in development, all right, what do you think about doing a marketing over that? What did you thought about that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were asking, like, you said marketing, like a digital marketing or something like that. Sorry, I kind of was trying to get my dog in the house and miss what you said.
Yes, I was just asking, like,
sorry.
What do you think about that? How would you go ahead and get traffic over the website?
Oh, probably through social media. My business card already has the website. I haven't handed that out. Mainly, I guess, like, a social media. I don't really know much else on how to, like, get the website traffic. I would take advice if you have any.
Well, I will suggest to you, everybody's going to go and search through Google. All right, Google is God of Internet. All right, if Google is down, then, of course, there is a chaos over there. Like,
yeah.
Hey, what's going on and whatnot. And Google is the one who gives us the permission to go ahead and upload a website over the internet, all right? Because if we're not following the Google guidelines, of course, Google will have a strike on us and the website that we're developing, all right? It will not let that website go online on the internet, all right? Okay, I do have another question that is, just give me a minute, where did the brief go? Oh, there it is. All right, okay. Well, there was a question that you will be needing payment methods on the website as well.
Not directly. Through that, like, client portal, I think is how they would make payments. So I don't know if that's something we would have to do on our end or if that's part of something on the back end.
Well, we can go ahead and create a functionality and add some payment merchants over to the website so people can go ahead and pay you through the website directly and you can go ahead and get it into your bank account directly.
Oh, okay. For now, hold off on that because I want to make sure instead of them paying, like, me, like, my agency, that it would go directly to the insurance carrier. That way I don't have to play middleman and then take it out of my account and pay, their bill for them because I don't want to, like, you know, like, miss somebody's payment. And they're like, oh, I paid online, but meanwhile I didn't transfer it to the insurance company. So we'll hold off on that for now. Is that something, let's say, down the road I could always have, like, re-put into it?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, we can surely go ahead and integrate some of the, you can say a PayPal or Stripe or Square over the website. So if someone doesn't feel like paying it onto the portal, of course, all right, because they do have some, you know, some clients get skeptic, so they can go ahead and pay it over the website if they want.
Okay.
What do you think about this idea? So you're making business. My goal is just to my client to make business.
Right, right. That's what I'm trying to figure out, like, if, I mean, for now, so whenever they do that, they would pay, like, my agency. Like, it would come to, like, my, like, Manso Soprano agency.
It will come into your account directly.
Would I get a notification of who, like, what customer made that payment? Like, would it tell me the specifics?
Because PayPal will be sending you the information that you have received this amount for this product, for this service.
Okay. I think that could get a little bit messy until I bring on a customer service rep.
because, like, let's say, like, I have five different insurance companies. Let's say you're with GEICO. If you pay me in my account, that doesn't necessarily mean GEICO got their money, and I just don't want to have to, like, watch the account, see who paid me, and then turn around and pay it out of my account into their GEICO. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for
and
now,
many,
let's waive that one.
And how many people do you have with you, like, working?
It's just me right now.
Just you? The owner will be running the whole company?
Uh-huh. I do it all. I know. I'm going to...
Oh,
I'm like,
well,
Jesus, man.
Oh,
but hey, that's
God,
the way to do it when you start to get started.
We can flex a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's why it's like, well, eventually, once I... Hopefully, I grow very quickly, and once I do, then I'll bring on customer service reps.
So I'll pray that you grow, all right? And that is my ultimate goal,
yes,
to make you grow, all right? So you can come out
of
a limousine. So you can come out of a limousine and you'll be like, yeah, going on the red carpet, like, yeah, I'm the biggest caretaker.
I'll be like the superstar of insurance. Ooh, ooh.
Uh-huh. And you won't even notice us. You'll be like, hey, we made your website. How are you?
I know. Like, who are you, peasants?
Oh, my God. What?
No, I'm kidding. I appreciate
that. I don't worry about it. All right, and there was another question that we asked, like, do you need a CMS? Do you know what a CMS is or, you know?
I do not.
All right, well, CMS is a content management system that will be provided to you once a website goes live, okay? Once a website is available on the Internet, there will be a system provided to you because it's going to be all coding because the website will be created on a, you can say, a custom format that is WordPress. All right, it will be all customly designed through coding. So we will be sending you a CMS so you can edit the website as you please for the web page, for the content, for the images, for anything you'd like on the website to be changed.
Oh, awesome.
All right, and the SSL integration required, do you know what that is? I can see that you said not sure what SSL is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but I, like, Googled it right afterwards just to kind of look. Is it, like, what is it, like a security type thing?
Well, that is a security that is necessary for the website once it goes into development, all right?
Okay, so,
because,
yeah, I still need that then.
Yeah, because we need it, all right, and we don't get it through anyone else, all right? We do have an affiliation with Google directly so that we go ahead and let them know, like, hey, this is the website that we're creating. All right, and we need an SSL for this website. All right, this is an insurance website because in 2018, Google made it very clear to the clients, all right, to us, all right, because we are a Google client. All right, if there is any kind of website that goes live without the SSL or TLS included, all right, it will be taken down directly. It goes live and it's taken down. So that wasn't. This is an issue that our clients face, and even we faced it. All right, and then we have to redo all of our clients' website. So just to refrain from getting your website down all at once, we're going to go ahead and get you the SSL from Google. All right, you can get the SSL for only like $10 or $12, but that is just a certificate, not the service. All right, they'll provide you with the certificate, like, hey, there you go. This is just a certificate that you can show to Google and get your website live up and running, but who's going to go ahead and do the SSL integration? All right.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's better not to go ahead and, well, I always refrain from my clients, like, hey, it's better if you're getting a one service from a company that you think is good for you and you already paid them. All right, then get it through them.
Right,
so
exactly, and I don't want to out. So, yeah, so how much is that?
Well, it goes on, like, for an yearly or a monthly or yearly services. We don't do monthly because I do not want my clients to paying monthly anything like that because that's, you know, hectic. All right, you're getting anything every single month you're paying something. All right, that's a tactic for me, but I think the same for my client because nobody wants your money going every month.
Just deal with that. Right, I know, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, of course. Well, it goes for like for a year, all right? It goes for like $350 for a year, all right? Or and for 5 years, one, three, and 5 years. It goes by like 1 3-year, 3 years, and 5 years. All right, so it goes for like for 1 year, it's for like $350, all right, for per month, for per year, all right. And if you go ahead and multiply it by 3 years, that is 36 months, it will come up as something around 3 years, sorry. All right, so it will come up around, 1,050. But I'm not going to go ahead and give you that number. All right, as your existing client, and my client, of course, I will have it to you for around like what, $550 or $600 for 3 years of time. All right. As you stated that you want to go ahead and work with the website for 30 more years, so I do not want you to go ahead and face any kind of issue for more than 30 years. I will try my level best to go ahead and do that, even if I'm alive. Okay?
No, but I hope so.
All right.
Okay, if it's by 1 year for now, what's the difference between like the services? And you said just getting like a certificate. So what is like service?
Well, the certificate is you can get a certificate for free, all right? That's not an issue, all right? But once the website goes live, all right, it needs to be integrated through Google servers, all right, that are based cloud-based servers, all right? They need to make sure that this website is being monitored, all right, 24 hours. And if it's not being monitored, if it's not being maintained, all right, then Google has issues. Google red flags the website, let us know, like, hey, this is one of your websites that is not being maintained, or because it has viruses, all right, then we have to take it down. All right, because of the virus, because of the online thefts, we have to make sure, because a lot of customers might be coming up on your website putting up their confidential information, such as their phone number, their home addresses,
yeah,
their anything, all right, and it can be stolen. And you're pretty sure that in 2022, online theft is easy as ABC. All right, anyone can go ahead and go into the back end of the website. So SSL protects your website, and one of our rep will be keeping an eye on the website to ensure that there is no any kind of virus over the website, there is no any kind of malware, there is no any kind of backlinkings through any kind of hackers and stuff like that. All right, this is a service that I provide to my client. So they're making business, but not going backwards and downfall. They're making good business, and they're going into the sky.
Oh, okay.
For one complete year, all right? So this is what I recommend, all right, for all of my clients to go ahead and do that so they can go ahead. And what do you think about the content? Like, who will be writing the content for the website?
I guess I would be doing that for now.
Well, do you know how to go ahead and write the content for the websites with the keywords?
No. I'm completely like bored. Oh no.
Well, thank God, Jesus, you got me then.
I know.
I can guide you.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, go ahead. You were saying something. Go ahead. You were saying something.
Oh yeah, I was like, these are just things that I don't even know. I thought, I guess I didn't consider that. So like, once the website's up, then I guess, like, is it like a blank slate? So, like, what actually happens here? You guys build it all and then hand it over to me, and I go in and I, like, write the, like, about me section and all that stuff.
Well, once the website is about to go live, you don't have to do an inch. You will not even have to move an inch, and you'll get business out of it.
Oh,
That's what's going to happen, all right? We're not going to go ahead and let you work because you hired us to do the work.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, when it comes to building websites, content, all right, is a necessity. Without content, your website is like a blank piece of paper on an empty toolbox. All right, there's nothing to help or equip your visitors. The challenge is often putting together all the right content needs for a website. Well, the thing is that what are you trying to achieve by building this website? So you know, all right, we need to go ahead and build a website. But why exactly are we doing it? All right, before we even start to put your content together, we need to go ahead and figure out like what the website is about to achieve, primarily communication. All right, we need to go ahead and determine what the business should look like, how it should position itself online, and what components will be critical in making this business a success. All right, because we're going to go ahead and focus on the word success. All right, because this website and this business needs to go on a higher level. All right. What we do usually is if our client doesn't have the content or they're not able to go ahead and write the content, what we do is we provide them the service. We provide them with an opportunity that they can go ahead and opt for our service, all right, and we will go ahead and write the whole content of the website, all right, that will be submitted over to Google headquarters so they can go ahead and review it to make sure that it is not being plagiarized or anything about it, or it's not being copied from any of the website, or it's not in a very basic English, all right? It needs to be interesting, all right, for people to grab their attention. And that's what our whole goal is, right?
Yeah, true. Yep, that's exactly
right.
Right.
And that's what we want, all right, for people to come onto the website and stay over the website and go into the form and fill it out and send it over to you so you can make business. And that's our primary goal, all right? So the content is the basic necessity for a website. If a good quality content is not there, and if a content that is Google accepted and SEO friendly is not there, then of course that website will be of no use for you. It will not be generating that kind of a traffic that you need, all right? And you'll be demotivated to that. You'll be like, okay, well, this thing is not working out for me. I better just go ahead back where I was.
Yeah,
all of that time, all of that money goes to waste, all right? You'll be like, okay, well, it will demotivate you from the inside.
Very true.
Well, all right? Well, your website must focus on your visitors' interests and needs, all right? What's in it for them? What to provide the visitor what they're looking for? Strong content must be developed in the form of products, services, or intellectual property, all right? All of which needs to constantly evolve in order to stay fresh and relevant, all right? Like, think about what the visitor would search and make it easy for them to find it. And just, as you stated in the brief form, like, just put yourself in a visitor, all right? If I'm on your website and I see a beautifully written content with the keywords as well, I'm going to go ahead like, hey.
So you do the content too? Is that what you're saying? Like, you guys would take care of the content?
Well, of course, we will take the content if you opt for it. Other than that, because we do, well, we always make sure that our client is satisfied throughout the process, whatever it is. And I myself try my level best to go ahead and be as much transparent as I can with my client. All right? So everything is crystal clear for them, for me, and everything is documented for them as me as well.
Gotcha. So how much is that for, like, content?
Well, the content is a one-time. No, it's not an ongoing fee. I'm not going to go ahead and put you in any kind of ongoing fee, all right, just to go ahead and make sure that you're not coming into any kind of recurring fee again and again. All right, that is the reason for me being on the call with you. All right, so you're saving money as well, and you're getting business as well.
Perfect.